Good morning. Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes, and I want to thank you so much for listening this morning. I am speaking with Bethlehem Alemu from Ethiopia. Dananish.
Come on, in the ministry.
Thank you so much for calling in today and being a guest.
Thank you very much for inviting me. That's a big opportunity for us to introduce our new brand for the people.
So tell the audience about your shoe company, Soul Rebels, and how you got started.
I didn't start Soul Rebels before 5 years, but now it's getting a lot of people's attention. It's getting a lot of people excited to wear and to try it, because we started here in our village, in a small village of Sennaborg, and we just start that one to give an opportunity for our communities to give work. That's how we started it, and we had a lot of components that we use for the shoes. That's how we started it.
So why shoes? Why not something else like radios or I don't know, cell phones? Why shoes?
Well, we didn't have to import anything from outside when we started shoes. We had all the components here, and they are really nice, and we had a culture of weaving different colors. We had a cotton here, and we really have everything here. So when we think to do shoes, it was not really hard to start. So that's why we choose shoes, and we really believe that it's kind of a platform to share what we have with the rest of the world. That's why we choose shoes.
So is this your first business, or do you have other businesses?
No, I don't have any business. This is my first business.
This is your first. And you guys are fair trade certified. What does that mean, that you're fair trade certified?
Well, it's connected with a lot of things. For example, the way you're paying your employees, the environment that they're working in, the ingredients that you're using in the production, everything. So we have got everything there.
Tell us about the designs and the coba plant that you use, the Tree of Hope.
Yes, the coba plant here, widely we're using that one for food shortage. People are using it as a food. A few people are using it as a food. And people are making to tie things from that plant, and it has got a lot of a story here in Ethiopia. So we choose that one as the logo for Soul Rebels.
So people can buy your shoes. They can go to Amazon.com. They can go to Endless, and they can go to flip-flop shops, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Is there any other place they can buy your shoes?
Well, they have got in Sandalwood, they do have a huge selection in online, and they have got a boutique store in San Francisco. People can get from there. It's called Curry Mile. People can get from there. But widely, it's really easy to get it from Endless, because it's a lot of assortments, a lot of nice styles, colorful, and really comfortable shoes. You can get it easily from Endless or Amazon.com.
Also, I want to tell them your web address. It's soulrebelsfootwear.weebly.com. Again, that's soulrebelsfootwear.weebly.com. Please check out the website. You were featured on the BBC African Voices. How was that experience?
That was really good, and we got a lot of feedback from there, from that show. And we were in CNN also in May 29. So we got a lot of order, we got a lot of people, you know, who's watching what we're doing, so they think it's really nice. Why Soul Rebels is special from the other brand? We created it here and by our own hand, so by our own material. So it's really different than the other people who are really talking about green and handmade products. You know, that we can offer for the rest of the world that we have.
Yes, so you're making the things by hand. Yeah, you're making the things by hand. You're employing the people in your community. One of the things you talk about is instead of Africans getting handouts, that trade is the most important thing. Tell us about that.
Well, we believe in trade because it's sustainable and it can bring sustainable goals for the community and the country also. Because we own a brand now, it's called Soul Rebels. So Soul Rebels is going to be a global brand. So once we're in the market, we can sell a lot of shoes. That means we can hire a lot of people. That means it's sustainable. And people really get like hourly wage. So people really thought that they get a lot of money of it.
Mm-hmm. They can take care of their families.
Material. Yes, of course. Now we have got more than 55 people working in the workshop, and we do have more than 120 people, suppliers. So, you know, when you add that, more than 200 people is benefited from this company. So we're really small. When we get bigger, we can hire 5,000 people from the community. That means we're changing the community in a sustainable way. So the other problem with the aid is the economic problem in our side. If people doesn't have money, they are not going to give to anybody. They are just trying to survive for themselves. So the other people here in Africa who is waiting for somebody to come in to help them, they're going to be dead. So we don't want to.
Yeah, you can't wait.
We're trying, we don't want to see that. So we're trying to do our own things. We don't say like we're helping these people, we're doing this, but we're just doing it from our hearts. And we're really proud of what we're doing here.
Well, I think you should be very proud. And, you know, you have received accolades from the World Bank president. You received accolades from Hillary Clinton. She mentioned you at the conference, 8th African Growth and Opportunity Forum. How is this expansion? Are you nervous? Are you excited? How are you feeling about so much attention now on the product?
Well, I'm not nervous, but I'm really excited for the future because we do have a bright future. Now we're in the market, people really get start buying our products from different places. So people are writing us every day that saying what we're doing really is nice, and the product, the style, the colors, the comfort, everything. So that gives us a push to go forward and to create different things.
Well, I think people definitely need to check your website out. Again, it's soulrebelsfootwear.webelieve.com. And on this website, they have sandals, they have lace-up shoes, they have slip-on shoes, and they have some beautiful fabrics that are used. Tell us about the designs. They're traditional Ethiopian designs, some of the fabrics.
Well, I grew up in a small village called Zernavor, watching people doing their own clothes by hand. So that was the interesting thing that I got for now to start my business. So people are using small wooden materials, the weaving materials, weaving machines to weave their own clothes and pinning their own pattern to their own clothes. So we just took those things, like the culture, the material that we have, and the tires. We collect the tires, and then we make this beautiful shoe. So we do have the ethos here, those three ethos, like the culture, the root, and the tires. We make a beautiful thing out of it. So we are sharing those ethos with outside people, and people, I think, really like it.
Yeah, well, I think it's wonderful, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because, one, you're a woman running a business. How is that? Do you feel that you're respected as a woman? Do you feel you have difficulty as a woman running a business? Do you have any problems with that? Or other people have problems, maybe?
Well, it's a little bit difficult when you try to approach buyers as a woman and as an African woman is really hard. But once they know that what you can do, they really believe in you and they give you an opportunity to work with them. That's the nice thing that I saw. And other things, I'm not working by myself, but I've got a lot of help around me, like my husband and my brother really helping me to grow up with this business. So
it's a family business then.
yes.
Well, one of the things that you talk about is that your shoes are vegan and veggie friendly. They're cruelty free shoes. So that's very nice also.
Yes, because nowadays people are start wearing non-leather products. So we do have leather products and non-leather products. So we don't want to lose the people who wearing vegan products. So we do have a lot of assortments. You know, just people can check our website or people can check English or Amazon.com.
So what? How did you find the name? How did you come up with the name of Soul Rebels?
Well, we call our brand Soul Rebels. We believe that the rebellion from the shoe to the initiative and the soul, we can say like people who's walking the shoe, we can say it's the soul. And the soul, the other thing is the soul that we are using, like the actual tire.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we say Soul Rebels.
Oh, that's very cute, very cute. So the tires, where do you get the tires from? Are they from donations from other companies, like car companies? How do you get the tires?
No, we do have a supplier who's going different places and collecting it, and we bring it to our workshop and washing it, cutting it in a way we want, and then we clean it really good. That's how we get our tires. We don't get any donations from anybody.
Okay, well, you offered to give away two pairs of your shoes, so if you're listening today to the show, you need to email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com, the name of the president of Ethiopia. Again, you need to email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com, the name of the president of Ethiopia, and you can get a free pair of Soul Rebel shoes, your own. They will mail them directly to you. So be the first person to email me the president's name of Ethiopia, okay? If you're listening today. Also, if you have a question, you can call in 646-929-0368, and please feel free to ask a question of Bethlehem. Do you see yourself doing another business after this, or this will be it forever?
Well, I'm expanding. I'm trying to expand now. After I expand, I'm going to start kit clients and different kinds of things with the material that we have. But I'm not going to go to in another business, but I'm going to just expand what I have here.
Wonderful.
What I started.
So what's the most difficult thing in running your business?
Well, the most difficult thing was getting the market. That was the most difficult thing, but now we're in the market. People are giving us a chance to introduce our brand for the people, and people really like it and buying it, so they need more all the time. So the difficulty was to get the market and to penetrate the market. That was the difficulty, because people doesn't know Ethiopia as a supplier or finished goods.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say like it's from Ethiopia, they don't consider it like, you know, this U.S. business. That was the most difficult thing that I had. But now it's solved, I think.
Well, I hope after today's show you'll get some more business. And once the show is over, people can listen to the archive of this. Again, let me tell them your website is soulrebelsfootwear.weebly.com. She was featured on BBC, African Voices, on The African Journey on CNN. You've been featured in Marie Claire magazine. Hillary Clinton has hailed the company for its entrepreneurship. The president of the World Bank has also hailed the company, and many, many other accolades, media in Germany and London, all over the globe, definitely expanding. So you definitely want to get a pair of Soul Rebel shoes. And you can do that today if you email me the president of Ethiopia's name at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Again, my email address is on my website. So today, if you're on the computer, you can look at the website for my email address. But you need to email me the president's name of Ethiopia. They have some beautiful colors. You have like greens and blues and different fabric. How do you decide which style fabric to use? Is there like one person that says that's pretty, that's ugly?
Well, we're watching the trend of the color is going on in everyone, and then we're creating our own colors to follow what people are doing and what people can wear in their season. So that's how we're choosing our color. And sometimes if we don't believe in some color, we always change it. But what we have now is, I think people really like it. If they don't like it, they do have a lot of choices to buy for, you know, young people, old people, for everybody. We do have a lot of
choices.
A lot of,
yes.
Yeah,
well, how do the people in the community feel? The people in the community, they're happy now. They have work. They can take care of their families. How do they feel about you being there?
Well, it's really nice, and it feels really great because we didn't have to go outside to work, but we created something, and we're really going up with that. And people really responding for that, like as an Ethiopian and as a woman. I'm really proud of that. And the other people, when they come to work, they're really like smiling, they're really excited for every day. Because I am sharing each and every day with them. If anything happens in the company or if anybody comes, I tell them from the beginning, and they're really excited every day. So
that's wonderful. Again, I just want to thank you so much for coming on today. And people can buy your shoes at Endless. They can buy them at Amazon.com. They can buy them at Flip Flop Shops. You can also check her website out. Again, that's Soul Rebels Footwear. Weebly.com. I want to just say that this is a wonderful thing, and if you're listening to the show today, you should definitely support the business. Africa is a huge continent. Ethiopia is just one small part. But I agree with Bethlehem in that trade is what will save Africa. The charity is not helping only but so much, but what Bethlehem is doing, she's empowering the people in the community. They have pride in what they're doing. And they feel happy that they can take care of their families, which is what everyone around the globe wants to do, be able to take care of your family and not feel dependent on someone else if you don't have to. So this is a wonderful corporation that she's building with her family. Again, soulrebelsfootwear.weebly.com. You can check them out there. You can buy them on Amazon. You can buy them at flip-flop shops. Bethlehem, I want to again say, Danane, Amasa Danalo, thank you, yes?
Yes.
That's only the little Amharic I know is Dananish, which is how are you, and Amasa Danalo, thank you.
Yes, that's good stuff.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you very much. You too. You too, Joe.
Okay,
you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. That was Bethlehem Alemo. She's the founder of Soul Rebels. You can check her website at soulrebelsfootwear.weebly.com. Please pick up a pair of her shoes. And if you're interested, you can win a pair of her shoes. I'm giving away two free pairs. Email me at saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. You can also follow me on twitter.com. Just look up Joy Keys. You can become a fan of the show. Yes, you can. On Facebook, please become a fan. I really love to see you there. And also, you can get the latest announcements, different contests, giving away books and shoes and all types of things. So you definitely want to check out the website at Facebook and become a fan there. Next week, I'm going to be having Kimberly Lawson Roby on the show talking about her new book, Be Careful What You Wish For. Again, that's Kimberly Lawson Roby, Be Careful What You Wish For. And she's been featured on the New York Times, number one book selling. She has more than 14 novels. Some of them include A Deep Dark Secret, The Best of Everything. That's next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, you can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys, become a fan on Facebook, and don't forget to email me. I got two contests going on today. One is for getting a Sharon Flake book. I got two books to give away. You need to email me, the mayor of Pittsburgh. And the other one is I'm giving away two shoes today, Soul Rebel shoes. You need to email me the president of Ethiopia's name. So I hope you have a wonderful Saturday, a wonderful week. Try to stay cool if you're here in Philadelphia on the East Coast. The heat wave is about to be upon us. And tune in next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, to check out Kimberla Lawson Roby next week. Thank you so much. Again, have a wonderful Saturday.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the U.S. Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.